see.
Good morning, sir, and what is your name, sir?
Justin Coleman.
Okay, hold one moment, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis is going to conduct your hearing at this time. The next voice you will hear will be that of the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Justin Curtis Coleman, 319676.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning to you.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing. Did you sign that form, sir?
I'm not sure if I did or not.
It's a board notification hearing that states your, your rights and the date of the hearing. That form listed your rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir? I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Coleman and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes. I do also need to make an amendment to the warrant.
1 second, sir.
Included in the warrant but not documented on page one under exhibits and other should be a photo and a non-compliance letter.
Okay, and I've made that correction. And Mr. Coleman, we're just making a minor correction on your warrant of arrest, adding that in the exhibits there's a photo and a non-compliance letter. So, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I will now begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal measure companies follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about April 4th, 2018 for the task lab report dated April 5th, 2018. And allegation number two, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about April 20, 2018, as verbally directed on April 4, 2018, you're actively avoiding supervision, thus an absconder from supervision. Now, I got ahead of myself, Mr. Coleman. Regarding allegation one, the use of alcohol, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you. And allegation number two, regarding you actively avoiding supervision and being absconded from supervision, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you. I will now make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two, and that is based on Mr. Coleman's admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in affirmative ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Coleman, we are going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you will just stay on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir? Thank you, Mr. Coleman. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Coleman was released from ADC custody on 4-3-2018 and arrested on 1-28-2019 by the Flagstaff PD on a misdemeanor charge of drinking in public. He was returned back to ADC custody on 2-4-2019 with an adjusted CSED of 6-11-2019 with 283 absconding days. Current conviction, 2017 drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2016 commitment A, count 1, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. 2016 commitment A, count 2, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-2. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No STD information is noted, and there's no prior terms in supervision. Disciplinary is minimal, however, after his return to custody, he was found guilty of a minor disciplinary. Other arrests, 2009, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2016, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GD score of G2, V3. Status charges for the Flagstaff Municipal Court. The offender was found guilty by a plea of guilty and given 5 days in jail time served.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Coleman. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at 1 mile north of Cameron Trading Post, Cameron, Arizona. You never requested nor were granted permission to move from your residence. So, Mr. Coleman, you were missing from community supervision for 283 days. Where were you living during that time, sir?
I was working for Connecticut, and I had no transportation to get to Cameron, because I was brought out to Cameron, and I would be at work at 7 in the morning, so I didn't have no transportation to get to town. So I was to Flagstaff, and I just stayed with my lady's cousins, and she babysits their kids. I worked
in Flagstaff. Well, Mr. Coleman, it's positive that you're working, but why didn't you at least try to borrow somebody's phone and contact a parole officer or make some sort of contact?
Yeah, that's right, messed up.
Well, thank you for being honest. We have some programming notes that you were enrolled into SAGE during your intake on April 4, 2018 for sanction due to a positive breathalyzer. Looks like that you never attended counseling and were discharged unsuccessfully in May 2018. You submitted breathalyzers. Well, it seems like the same one on April 4, 2018, which was positive for alcohol, and a UA that was positive for alcohol. So do you have some ongoing problems with alcohol abuse or drug abuse, Mr. Coleman?
No, I just family problems, and I just fell out of swagging. But then I got a job, and keeping the job, kept me out of the job for 283 days, like they said.
Well, that's certainly, I think, an important personal lesson for you about the company that you keep and staying productive. I think that's very positive. Is that job still available to you? Should you?
I still have a job. They just told me when just handle everything. When you get out, just come back to us. You still have your job.
Well, we commend you for that. And that sounds very promising. We don't have any more notes in your case supervision summary, so I'm going to ask a few questions. What caused the Flagstaff Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on the absconder warrant?
It was during the morning time, and then I went to my girlfriend's cousin's house to go see if they need the babies there. And that's on the west side. I guess over there, it was like they're kind of mad at each other. Cousin this lady. So they took off, and I went following them, and I took a drink when I was with them, and the cop pulled us over.
I see. So we sort of answered this question, but you're saying you didn't make contact with the parole officer just because you were having transportation problems?
Yeah.
We'll ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Mr. Coleman, we have no questions for you from my fellow board members. We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we deliberate?
Yeah, I just want to thank you for the opportunity.
Speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you will just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do think it is promising that Mr. Coleman was working, and he said something that I thought was very important, which was working was a means for him to stay occupied, not in trouble, of course productive. But it is very hard to look past 283 days missing from community supervision, and that combined with his use of alcohol, I am not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision. I will say he just has a bit more than 3 months left on his prison sentence, and that is where I'll begin our discussion. Hearing no further input, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. Justin Coleman, based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1542, a discussion with Mr. Coleman as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Coleman was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal lawyers or company inasmuch that he absconded for 283 days and we could not monitor his behavior in the community as well as him violating his conditions by using alcohol. And that is my motion.
Seconded.
Mr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Ms. Gary Rittenhouse. Mr. Coleman, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about June 11, 2019, which is coming up quite quickly. It is just a matter of weeks, so we encourage you to put together a plan for your return to the community. I'm very glad to hear that there's work waiting for you, and we wish you a safe, productive, and sober return to the community. We appreciate you being so pleasant with this board. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Coleman, we'd appreciate it if you either lay the phone down or give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Aye.